the benefit of adding this agent applies to all subtypes of breast cancer. By that I mean it's irrespective of the tumor size, it's irrespective of the nodal status, it's irrespective of the estrogen receptor status. So what appears to be important here is the HER2 positivity, which I should add was tested using either immunohistochemistry or fluorescence in situ hybridization for the two clinical studies. So for enrollment, patients had to have a tumor that was IHC 3+ or FISH positive, although the majority of patients were enrolled based on immunohistochemistry.
Let's talk a little bit about the use of trastuzumab in patients with node-negative disease. One of the most controversial issues is under 1 cm.
There are absolutely no data at this time related to the potential benefit of trastuzumab in patients whose tumors are smaller than 1 cm. So what am I doing in clinic? I tell you, there may not be that much of a difference between a 0.8 and a 1 cm breast cancer.
How about 0.5?
I tell you, that's when it's getting tough, and I do it patient by patient. We are actually looking at our tumor banks right now to see if we can do an analysis of the natural history of patients with small tumors that are HER2 positive, utilizing modern, reputable HER2 testing methodology. This will inform all of us related to whether these women are at enough risk to warrant adjuvant Herceptin.
What about the patients who are between 1 and 2 cm and ER positive?
I'm offering these patients trastuzumab right now.
It's getting below 1 cm where you're starting to think more about it.
That is right, yes. You know, this is a great drug, but it's helpful if we can better understand the natural history of the disease and then apply the benefit based on the expected disease-free survival for the individual patient.